Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Folks asked me this morning if I was going to be nervous up here talking to you guys, and until they started asking me all the time, I really wasn't. When you're speaking of the Word of God, you're not nervous. When you're talking about yourself, you always are, because it's nothing that we do. It's the grace of God and the things that God chooses to let you do. So, and certainly the most nervous person in this room today sits at the back there. I had a recent revelation that while Joshua is the youngest elder candidate, that I'm the oldest. I'm not sure when that happened, but I think in a few minutes we'll probably get there. But Abraham was used in his 90s, Joshua, Jeremiah was used as a teenager. So I think we're okay there. Yeah. I was telling someone that over the weekend, Cherry's cousin invited us to their church, which is a very small church, for a Valentine's Day banquet. It's a church out in Rocket, very small, very old church there. And I was telling Cherry that as we were sitting and eating and doing those things, that I looked around and I was the youngest in the room. And then Cherry reminded me that that's not true. It was really her. But I said, that doesn't count. I'm gonna take it anyway. It's always difficult when you start to talk about yourself and some of those things, because again, it's nothing that collectively I do or we do as an elder candidate group. It is but the grace of God. And I'm not big on pre-written speeches, but there are a few points that I want to make sure that we touch on today. And being old, I may forget some of them, so I've kind of written them down. And, you know, here they are, you know, multiple pages of... No, I'm just kidding. That's the other thing. But there are a couple of points that I want to make sure that we hit on and talk about this morning. A little bit about me, and I think everyone, well, I say everyone, but most people knew that I came to this church as a child. Yes, that's probably the reason I'm probably the oldest candidate, but Vacation Bible School and all those things. Came as a teenager before this building was here and before the Family Life Center was here. Came periodically with friends as a teenager, after football games, all those things. As a young adult, I was saved and baptized in this church, the old building over there. Served as a deacon in the early 90s. So I was saved and baptized in the early 90s. So there's folks in the room that weren't born in the early 90s, I'm sure. So that's how I become, again, the oldest, I think. But served as a deacon in the early 90s, taught Sunday school. You have to be careful sometimes what you pray for, because sometimes God will give it to you. One Wednesday night, I'll never forget, and I could take you out to the parking space that I prayed a prayer in. And after that Wednesday night service, I prayed a prayer, and then within several weeks, we were gone. We were gone for almost 15 years. God sometimes gives us what we ask for, sometimes not in the way we thought it was, though. During those 15 years, we certainly served in several churches as God saw fit and moved us around a couple of times. God saw fit that I serve as a deacon in two other churches during that time frame. He certainly taught us a lot, showed us a lot. Christians aren't so much different in other parts of the country as they are here, but sometimes they are. Taught us a lot of things. About 6 years ago, God saw fit to bring us back home. This is our home church, always has been, and always will be. And there's probably an hour worth of miracles that I could tell you about how that transpired. So God saw fit to bring us back home. We came back to our home church here, and it was interesting. A lot of the same faces are here from those times, but there's a lot of new faces as well. And we plugged back in. It was like we never left. Because this is our home. And, God saw fit again to use us as the office of a deacon again, teaching Sunday school. It's home, right? So it felt right. And I hope that every visitor, every person that joins the church has that same feeling of it's where you belong, right? So absolutely. So this is where we belong. As we started talking about the elder candidates and the elder position itself, you heard Joshua say last week that it's Paul put those things in the Bible for a reason. It's a very serious thing. It's a very accountable thing. It's something that you don't take lightly. It's something that if you're not called to it, you should not do. And Paul was very adamant about those things. So as we started talking about the candidate, being a candidate, Brian and I spoke on several occasions, and I told him we would pray about it. And very similarly, as Joshua noted last week, I prayed for a period of time that God would show me why I should not do this. Because as Brian notes and as Paul notes, you have a matter of accountability higher than a Sunday school teacher, higher than those things, and we should take it very serious because it is a very serious thing. In spiritual prayer for the church body, all those things, and the accountability that goes with that. So for a period of time, we prayed about it, and Brian and I had a meeting on a Monday. And on that Sunday evening, I was going back through, and I was reading the elder qualifications in the Bible. And I'd read those things probably 50 times over the years, and you know what those things say, and you understand what they mean. But just as in with salvation, this when God talks to you specifically about a set of scriptures, even though you may have read them 100 times, even though you may know what they mean, when God's talking directly to you about those things, it's like you're coming out of a dark room and the light has been switched on and God is specifically talking to you about those things. And it has a meaning for you for those things. And I had that moment with the Lord. And, you know, where it talks about peacemaking, it talks about disputes and Christian counseling and all those things. And then certainly, I said, okay, Lord, I see it, I understand it. And in that moment, you know, he's talking to me about those things. So I agreed to be a candidate when Brian and I met that Monday. The spiritual things of the church God has always drawn me to those things. Even in the years that we were gone, we prayed for this church through the good times and through some tough times. Always had a burden for this church on our hearts as we were away. And then certainly glad to come back and to be part of it again for many years, depending on if the Lord tarries. As Brian noted, the church has been here for 140 years for, you know, the next years, you know. So I felt and understood the calling of those things as an elder candidate. So, one of the things that as I started to think about that, because, you know, this is new for the church, and we're going through, anytime you go through change, it's always interesting and sometimes can be a little the unknown in those things. But I started thinking about after you get through the piece of the calling and you understand what God is telling you, I started thinking about the office of the elder and what it is and what it's not. And, it's about leadership, but it's not about lordship. It's not. It's about servitude, but it's not about personal gain. It's about God's will. It's not about our will. And it's about decision-making and those things of the church, but it's not about power. Those are the things of men, right? Not the things of God. Those are the things of men. And as an elder group, a candidate group, and I say a candidate group, we've met together, we've prayed for the church, we've prayed for the body of the church, we've prayed for each other because the process, as Brian noted earlier, is quite thorough, quite lengthy, and the discussions with the church, we've had discussions with outside elders, we've had, many Q&As and all those things, and so it can be difficult and it can be hard. And I started thinking about the spiritual gifts that collectively this team brings. And, you know, you can see them very clearly. I certainly see them very clearly. Joshua brings a deep theological understanding. He brings the heart of a pastor. There's no doubt in my mind that one day Joshua will be a senior pastor. You just can see it, right? Eddie brings a love for people, right? We all have spiritual gifts that God gives us. And as a Christian, that love for people and God is certainly there. But there is a spiritual gift of loving people. And you can see that in Eddie wherever he goes every day. It's genuine. It's not part-time. It's every time you see him. If you see him at the church, if you see him down the street, if you see him anywhere, he has that love of people. And, you know, that spiritual gift of that. Chris brings a gift of teaching. As he said a few weeks ago, he brings a love for teaching adults as well as children and youth. So I think the group collectively brings a group of spiritual gifts that mesh well. And certainly, I certainly support all the candidates. And I'll close with this, and we can let Brian back up. But if the church sees fit that I serve, then I'll certainly serve with all the energy and the expertise that God grants. It's nothing that I do. It's nothing that any of the candidates do. It's the will of God and as he sees fit and how he uses people. If the answer is not yet, then I will certainly put my support behind the three candidates, as I said earlier, and continue to lead as God leads and do those things. So with that, I will turn it over to Brian. Thank you, guys.
That's great, Doug. Thank you.